Welcome to the Goal Lines Podcast, your Mid-Missouri football guide. If you don't already subscribe, find us on Apple Podcasts and Google Play.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to this week's installment of the News Tribune Football Podcast featuring the Lincoln Blue Tigers. I'm your host, Tony Hawley, sitting here with Trevor Hahn of the News Tribune, and before Trevor and I start to discuss things this week, let's listen to a little bit of Trevor's conversation with Lincoln head coach Jermaine Gales.
Well, we won't harp too much on last week, but that was one that just kind of went wrong from the start. Fumbled the opening kickoff, and then it was never really a game after that. So just kind of what was your guys' feeling walking out of that one?
We didn't get them well enough prepared. They outplayed us, outcoached us, and we let that one get away from us.
Yeah, and then obviously with 2 weeks left and still searching for that first win, just how are you keeping the guys motivated at this point in the season?
We're continuing to harp on the little things. You know, it's got to be a do your job mentality, and we have to do the smallest of things, even though they seem like they don't matter. Every inch counts, and we have to be aggressive in our approach.
Yeah, and it's a Nebraska Kearney offense that's really known for the triple option historically, but it seems like they've kind of gone away from that a little bit.
They're engaging in some more spread principles now. They still have that option aspect of it, as they have a dynamic quarterback who continues to make plays with his legs, and he's definitely somebody we're going to have to watch out for.
Yeah, and just defensively, just kind of what have you noticed from them?
They're big, strong, and fast. You know, they're physical, and we're going to have to match that physicality, in order to have a shot.
And then obviously just injuries have kind of piled up at this point of the season, so just kind of what's the standpoint of just injury-wise for you guys?
We've got some guys back on the offensive front. We still got a couple guys banged up on the defensive front, a couple in the secondary. But for the most part, we're basically going out with the guys who are willing and able.
All righty. Thanks, Coach.
All right, that was Lincoln head coach Jermaine Gales. So, Trevor, there was a little bit of uncertainty from you and I last week because we didn't know much about Eastern New Mexico. We know more about them now, and we know that they're good enough to put a 62-17 pasting on the Blue Tigers. So, how little fun was that watching that one last week?
Not fun at all. and it was not fun from the very start. Lincoln won the toss, elected to receive, fumbled the opening kickoff. I think it was like a 9-play, 28-yard drive, something Eastern New Mexico went on. They score the opening touchdown. Lincoln gets a long run from Omar Allen to start the next drive. They get down around the 40, end up going backwards. Good punt by Clayton Winkler, pin him at the 8-yard line. First play of the next drive, 92-yard touchdown pass from a triple option team that does not do that.
Right.
So it was kind of one of those moments of, okay, they're going to be able to do whatever they want. And fast forward the end of the game, they end up with 669 yards of offense.
Yeah, that is doing whatever you want.
That's an understatement. It was a brutal watch.
And not only that, you look at it and you go, okay, that number in itself is bad enough, but the fact that basically, they outgained the Blue Tigers by 450 yards is also a staggering number, where you go, okay, sometimes in those games, yes, you're giving up plenty, but maybe you're getting something back. No, the Blue Tigers only end up with 218 offensive yards total, and like I say, you get outgained by 450. It's just brutal. I mean, and probably the less said about that game, the better, other than the fact that, it's, again, the streak hits 35 straight losses now, as there are now 0-9 on the season. I guess the only other thing we need to really talk about with that game is there was an injury stoppage, and why don't you give us an update on maybe what's going on with that one?
So, yeah, it was a pretty scary situation. I believe it was in the middle of the third quarter. Xavier Vaughn tried to hit Damon Bell on a screen route. It was blown up, so he kind of one-hopped it to him. Defender, I guess, wasn't really paying attention and just leveled Damon Bell in the back of the head. He was down for about 15 minutes. They had to backboard him, and he was taken off on a stretcher and went to the hospital. the update I can give on that is he was released from the hospital that night.
Okay.
He's in good spirits, seems to be doing a lot better, but he obviously will not be available for the game today. But it is good to hear that he is on the road to recovery, because that was really scary. And there was a brief moment I thought that they might stop the game.
Right. So at that point, I mean, what's his long-term prognosis? I mean, I don't care if we get him back for this season or not. This season is lost, but it just, what's his long-term prognosis? What exact kind of injury was it, and how, you know, how long are we looking at for maybe a timetable before he's back to feeling how he should be feeling?
It's a concussion, and I don't know 100% the timetable. I would not expect him to be back this year. That
sure.
seems kind of rushed, especially after something that's scary, just mentally,
right.
that's going to be very hard to come back from.
Sure.
I do believe he has 1 year left of eligibility, and it seems like they're going to try and keep him around because he's a pretty talented player that they use in multiple different ways. So getting him back on the road to recovery and getting him back for next year would be really good.
So we'll turn our attention to this week, and today's game is a noon game at Nebraska Kearney. This is where I get up on my soapbox for a moment and just say the fact that finding out any information about this game has been hard because Nebraska Kearney has no game notes, Lincoln has no game notes. SIDs do better. I get the fact that you guys are both having rough seasons, and I get the fact that you probably don't like calling attention to how bad things have been, but you're also, you hold yourself up like you're an actual program. You actually pretend that you're a legitimate program that wants to run things the correct way. The way to do that is to publicize your programs. I don't care if you're bad. I don't care if you're awful, which right now, frankly, the Blue Tigers are, but you still comport yourselves like you want to be comporting yourself, because if you want to turn it around someday, you have to be a first-class organization. Now, I'll jump back off that and I'll say...
I'll add ditto.
Okay, good. So from this standpoint, then I go to you and say, okay, what if anything, have you been able to find out about this game? Because, again, information is sparse right now.
The most interesting note headed into this is Nebraska Kearney kind of has an offensive structure change. They've been triple option for... a long time from everything I've understood about it, and they have a new head coach this year, and he's bringing more spread style principles.
Okay.
So they run a lot of RPOs. Quarterback TJ Davis is still going to run the football a lot.
Okay.
He is an electric playmaker when he can get out in space. So I think he has almost 100 more carries than the next leading rusher on the team. So he is the guy that the entire game plan is centered around this week. For Nebraska Kearney, or for Lincoln preparing for Nebraska Kearney. So, yeah, the most interesting thing I've gotten from talking to Gales and just prep this week is that it won't be as run heavy as we're used to seeing
okay.
from Nebraska Kearney. So, that's interesting.
The other thing that you know, we at least have some scores to look at. And, yeah, I mean, like I said, Kearney comes in at 2-7. They've lost 4 straight. Last week was kind of the first one where you go, okay, maybe not the greatest of games from the standpoint of, you know, they got beat by 20 plus by Emporia State. But the week before that, you know, yes, they lost to Western, but they lost to them by a field goal. You know, they lost to Fort Hays State, but it was a 2-score game. And they did get beat pretty good by Central Missouri the last couple weeks. So you go, okay, maybe they're catching this team at the right time from the standpoint of, yes, they're in the midst of a skid. So if you're looking for positives, maybe for the Blue Tiger standpoint, it's that you got a team that's kind of scuffling right now. The question is are you able to keep that thing scuffling for them? So it's just a matter of how much do the Blue Tigers have left in the tank at this point?
Yeah, I think the gas tank's running a little low at this point. There's been so many injuries and just demoralizing just deficits that they've faced and just margins that they've lost by. And they keep telling me that they're getting up for these games, but I mean, I don't know how long I can believe it, because just personally, I don't know if I could.
Right.
It's a really difficult task to continue to go out there and have the 45-point loss that they had last week. So, obviously, they're catching Nebraska Kearney at a pretty good time, but you could also turn around and say Nebraska Kearney's catching Lincoln at a
absolutely.
Pretty good time.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think from the standpoint of, okay, you go, okay, whatever happens this week, we'll find out, you know, but it is, you know, there's only one more game after this one. The end is in sight. So you want to try to finish strong. You know, everybody always talks about, okay, we want to make sure we go into the off season on an up note for recruiting, and we've got something that we can hang our hat on. You know, the problem is no matter what happens this week, you're coming back home the final week of the season, and you're getting get a Central Missouri team that's 8-1. So it's like things are not going to be rosy for your finish. So I think this is, again, we didn't know if we'd have maybe another winnable slash must-win game left on the schedule after a couple weeks ago. This is one where you go, okay, this has almost got to be your Super Bowl at this point, because I don't think next week's probably going to go your way, so let's see if we can put all our eggs in this basket and get one this week.
Yeah, we'll get into it more next week, but Central Missouri's offense is explosive.
Right.
Very, very good. The opposite this week, Nebraska Kearney's offense has struggled. Like I mentioned, they're kind of going through a structure change of how they run things, so there's going to be growing pains with that, but they've kind of shown that when they have to throw the football that they're going to make some mistakes. I mentioned the quarterback, TJ Davis. I believe he has 11 touchdown passes on the year with 12 interceptions.
Okay.
So I know the major game plan headed into this one is try to stop the run.
Right.
Obviously, that was the game plan last week, and we mentioned the rushing total that Eastern New Mexico ended up with. So will that be an easy task? Not in the slightest. And they're still going to have some triple option principles in their offense. They're going to run it from time to time, but it's mostly going to be RPO-based. So it's going to take some eye discipline again, which they did not show very much of last week. And if they can, by any chance, turn Nebraska Kearney into a passing offense, they have a chance.
Okay.
Do I think that's going to happen? I'll save that for the prediction point. But
let's just do it now. Let's just do it now. Let's get to the prediction point. Let's just say, what is going to happen today?
I don't think it's going to go all that well. Okay. I think they might be able to hang in the game for a little bit, but if they get down in this game, and Nebraska Kearney's just going to run the ball down their throat, and it's going to be difficult to stop because Lincoln has not shown in many games this year that they can stop it.
Right.
So I will predict Nebraska Kearney to win this one 35-14.
All right. That should do it for this week. For Trevor Hahn, I'm Tony Hawley saying thanks for listening.
For more information about this week's game, visit newstribune.com and get game updates and more college sports content all week by following Trevor Hahn on Twitter at TrevHahn3. That's Trev Hahn3. Thanks for listening.